say the technology for doing this is much more complicated. I mean, your code is going to look more complex. But you can still do it by the same type of method with guard rings. They're going to be guard nodal points and stuff like that. So you can bring in all the nodal points, put them in so that you can then effectively calculate the conventional sequential finite element method in each processor. And again, this foil here, the scalar product foil, one says scalar products in parallel conjugate gradient. The first bullet notes that we are, of course, using the owner computes rule. So we're going to compute everything associated with x of I in the processor that owns nodal point I. So x of I is going to have, the ith nodal point needs to know about AIJXJ, where XJ is either the original x or some function like the residual calculated from it. And so we're going to have to, as we do with Jacobi, send all points linked to I to the processor that owns I. So that's this nearest neighbor local communication. We have these global sums. They're just done like this global maximum in Jacobi. To do a global sum, you calculate, each processor diligently calculates the component of the sum in each processor. We have sum over all possible points yj, xj. We do that by calculating yj, xj in each processor. So you get a single number from each processor. Then you just do a nifty algorithm to calculate the global sum, which there are some various clever methods for, and it takes a short time. This is called combined. Notice all these things are primitives in both MPI and HPF, these global collective operations are supported both in the intrinsics in HPF and in the collective communication routines of MPI. So this is an example of why you like collective communication, because hopefully MPI has, remember there was we had the MPI had a collective communication where the result of the global sum was delivered to all processors. This is precisely an example where you'd want to deliver to all processors, because all processors need to know these global scalar products. It's not an example of a case where you're making a single decision in one processor to say yes or no, where you may want the global sum or the global max in one processor. For the conjugate gradient, every nodal point must use these global sums to calculate the shifts. It turns out that's not a problem, because on most architectures, it takes no longer to calculate the global sum and send it to all processors as the global sum and send it to one processor. And the qualitative is described in, say, my early books or in other articles. The reason is, even if you send it to one processor, the other processors aren't doing anything after most of the time, and you can use that to just gather, for them to gather their copy of the global sum. If you look at the communication overhead for these global operations, you will find it's negligible. At least mathematically, maybe not in practice, but formally it's negligible, because although it's global, global sums can typically be done in logarithmic time. The number of global scalar products is a few. Maybe there are two or three. So, two or three multiplied by a logarithm of the number of processes is small compared to the square, to the typical gains you get in communication due to edge over area effect. So this is small compared to the small compared to the local communication, as long as you implement it properly with efficient algorithms. So this finishes the discussion of parallelism in conjugal gradient, which says that it's too complicated to set in a class like this, but the basic ideas that you have done in this class with Jacobi iteration do apply to conjugal gradients. So when you go out in the real world and Boeing asks you to see if their latest joint strike fighter is going to break apart, that's what McDonnell Douglas says it does, you will know how to solve it. In fact, if you work for McDonnell Douglas, you might have a strong motivation for somebody to decide that this plane, this novel new plane, might fall apart or something. Anyway, but that's...